From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry called Friday's United Nations sanctions approval an act of war. That statement follows a vote on Friday by the UN Security Council imposing a tough new round of sanctions. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the U.S. will continue to match Pyongyang's aggressive actions.
This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
North Korea says it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. President Trump opened his first Christmas Eve in office by offering season's greetings to U.S. troops stationed around the world and chatting up children who called into a Defense Department program that tracks Santa Claus's flight path.
How old are you, Ryan? 5. Wow, that's a good age. Yeah, thank you, honey. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Say hello to Santa. Okay, Merry Christmas, honey. Good luck with all those presents. Goodbye.
Trump briefly addressed members of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard stationed overseas. Pope Francis, in Christmas Eve remarks Sunday, likened the journey of Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem to the migrations of millions of people today who were forced to leave their homelands for a better life or just for survival, and he expressed hope that no one will feel, in his words, there is no room for them on earth. Francis celebrated late-evening Christmas Mass at St. Peter's Basilica, noting that Mary and Joseph arrived in a land where there was no place for them. Francis drew parallels to contemporary times.